This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Testifying before the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says no intelligence indicated the Afghan forces would fall so quickly.
As General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, has said, nothing I or anyone else saw indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
Blinken had mixed results in attempting to face down a second day of tough congressional questioning, this time from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. As a day earlier before the House Foreign Affairs Committee, he was assailed by Democratic and Republican lawmakers alike over the administration's preparation for the handling of the pullout. Afghanistan's acting foreign minister, Amir Khan Mutaki, called on Tuesday for international donors to restart aid as a Taliban government seeks to shore up finances of a country heavily reliant on external assistance after 40 years of near-continuous war. Mutaki also added that the unfinished projects in the country should be completed to avoid waste of resources. He also called on more assistance from multilateral donors, including the World Bank, the Asian Development Bank, and Islamic Development Bank. This follows the Taliban's return to power after sweeping away government forces last month. A majority of international donors have frozen their aid altogether. After the takeover, the United States froze Afghanistan's dollar-denominated bank deposits that make up the majority of the central bank.